teddy bear, tell us, who are you?
I'm the cinnamon bear.
And now it's time for The Cinnamon Bear. But first, thanks to a special friend at Patty O Cinnamon. For full credits and lots of Cinnamon Bear related links, especially links to Patty O Cinnamon's website, Silent Photoplay blog, and Silent Photoplay forum. Also, check out each day's show notes. You'll find information, CDs, downloads, coloring pages, and Patty O Cinnamon has full transcripts of each show so you can read along. I'll only make one change to my schedule. The original episodes skipped Saturday and aired Sunday, but I'll be reversing that. Now a word from Patty O Cinnamon.
I'm much obliged to you.
Oh, that was wonderful, Cinnamon Bear.
Garage.
Hello out there from Maybe Land. This is the fourth episode of The Cinnamon Bear, and I hope you're enjoying this as much as I am. Today, there is a new voice to add to the cast of Cinnamon Bear. This is King Blotto III, who is voiced by Ted Osborne. He helped create several Disney characters, notably Huey, Dewey, and Louie. It seems that he was just off the Disney train when he played King Blotto in this series. He wrote newspaper comics for Disney, some of which were turned into Big Little books.
Barbara Jean Wong. Born in 1924, she was 13 years old when playing Judy. In 1938, she would go on to become Charlie Chan's number three daughter. Then she would go on to other dramatic roles in the movies through the 1940s. Episode 4 aired December 2nd, 1937. Cast: Judy, Barbara Jean Wong, Jimmy, unknown, Cinnamon Bear, Patty O Cinnamon, Buddy Duncan, Crazy Quilt Dragon, Joseph Kearns, King Blotto III, Ted Osborne. After sneaking up on and scaring Crazy Quilt Dragon, the Silver Star is dropped into the Root Beer Ocean. Once the situation is explained, the dragon feels bad and wants to help Jim and Judy. At least until the Inkapoo Paper Indians show up.
And here's the Cinnamon Bear.
Judy and Jimmy and the Cinnamon Bear overtook the Crazy Quilt Dragon last time and cornered him on a cliff overlooking the Root Beer Ocean. But no amount of persuasion could make him hand over the Silver Star, which he had stolen. So nothing remained but to scare him. And scare him they did. And what did Crazy Quilt do but leap off the cliff and land kerslush in the ocean? They rushed down to meet him as he came dripping through the Root Beer waves, only to discover that he had dropped the Silver Star when he jumped. It's lost again. Everyone is muchly disturbed, and Crazy Quilt is hanging his head.
This is a pretty kettle of halibuts, if I do say so myself.
You're a fine kind of a dragon. First you steal our Silver Star, and then you go and lose it.
Oh, me. Nothing but shame do I get. Shame to the left of me. Shame to the right of me.
You're extra bad, and you know it.
Now, Jimmy, don't be so mean to Crazy Quilt. He said he was sorry.
Ah, my gracious young lady. Do I detect a note of sympathy in your sweet voice? Can it be possible you feel sorry for me?
Well, I didn't exactly say I was sorry for you. After all, it was very naughty of you to steal our star.
Don't try and pull any of that weepy-weepy stuff around here, Crazy Quilt. It won't work.
Oh, lass, for 10 centuries, maybe 11, the Crazy Quilt Dragons have flourished with nary a blot on their scutcheon. Oh, to think that I must be the one to bring shame to our illustrious name.
Oh, there, Crazy Quilt. Don't feel so bad about it.
I must redeem myself. There's no three ways about it. I must.
done enough already, you overstuffed villain.
That's what I say. You'd better scram before I say boom.
Oh, please, please. You know how that horrid word affects me.
Don't be so impolite, Jimmy. Let's see what Crazy Quill has to say for himself.
Oh, thank you, my lovely one. Now, if you could all overlook my past offenses, I'd gladly help you look for the star.
Applesauce with raisins in it. Don't let him fool you, children.
I really have a good heart, you know. It's made out of red yarn, and it's big and true as true can be. Don't you think you could see your way clear to let me join up with your expedition? Huh? How's about it?
I don't know what to say, Crazy Quill.
Well, I do. We don't trust you, Crazy Quill, and that's that.
Good for you, Jimmy.
Oh, the shame of it all. Oh, agony.
Listen, what's that noise, Cinnamon Bear?
I wonder. Can you see anybody, Jimmy?
No.
Look, coming around that rock. Wow.
Jiminy crickets.
It's the Ingaboos. Run. Run for your lives, everybody. See you later. Wow.
Oh, Crazy Quilts jump back into the ocean.
Why, look, those Ingaboos are as flat as can be. They look like paper dolls.
Sure, paper dolls made out of blotting paper with faces drawn on them. Aren't they funny?
I don't know about that. They've got pens for spears, and they certainly are scowling all right.
Aldo!
Oh, don't be silly. How can we halt when we're not moving?
Aldo! I arrest you, whoever you be, in the name of His Majesty King Blotto the Third.
Wow, wow, wow.
Arrest us? For what? We haven't done anything.
Oh, but you have, definitely. Prisoners, fall in.
We're not prisoners, and we won't fall in.
Better step along lively or get pricked by our spears.
Maybe we better do as they say. Those pins look plenty sharp.
Prisoners, forward march all.
This is an outrage. We haven't done a thing, and, well, we're not going to march. That's what.
That's just a sample. Now hurry up.
I sure wish I had my water pistol with me. I'd fix those Ingaboos in a jiffy. I'd soak them up like anything.
I could fix them, too, if they didn't have those pesky spear pens. Bless my stuffings, but they're sharp.
Look, over there. It's a town.
Sure enough. And the houses are made of cardboard. You know, they're sort of wobbling in the breeze.
You know what, Jimmy? It looks just like that toy village we got for Christmas last year. See, the walls and the roofs are held together with cardboard flaps. And the windows don't have any glass at all.
And the grass we're walking on isn't really grass, it's paper.
Just like that green grass we always have on our Easter bunny nests.
Do you kind of suppose that beach we were on was made out of sandpaper?
That's very funny. I'd laugh the stuffing out of myself if I wasn't so worried about what these Ingaboos are going to do with us.
Let's ask them and find out.
That's a good idea. Hey, you, Mr. Blotter.
Oh,
what's the matter?
Prisoner, you have uttered the greatest insult that can be insulted at a mighty Ingaboo.
Why? Just because he called you a blotter?
If you value your skin, you stuffed monstrosity, never say that terrible word again.
Why, certainly, if it upsets you that much. But we'd sort of like to know what you're going to do with us.
In a few moments, you shall be ushered into the presence of His Imperial Majesty, Emperor of the Ingaboos Incorporated, King Blotto the Third.
Ow, ow, ow!
Yeah, and what's King Blotto going to do?
His Majesty will hear the accusations and pass judgment on you.
For what? We haven't hurt anybody.
I should say not.
That has nothing to do with the case, and King Blotto will punish you accordingly. Now, march, all.
Ow, ow, ow.
Prisoners, you are about to enter the Royal Audience Chamber. Bow your heads and keep them there until His Majesty speaks.
I'm afraid that's impossible for me. You see, my head is fastened on so it can move sideways, but not up and down.
Oh, this will never do. Everyone must show His Majesty the utmost respect.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll just turn me head clean around so it's facing backwards. How is that?
A bit irregular, but it'll do. Guard, sound the royal fal-de-ral. Prisoners, forward march all, and keep your head bowed.
Hope I don't stumble.
Me too.
With my head turned backwards, I haven't the slightest idea where I'm going.
Prisoners, halt! Your most unusually high highness, we bow in your mighty presence. Hail King Blotto the Third.
Ow, wow, wow.
More respect, please. You're not half enthusiastic enough.
Ow, wow, and double wow.
That's better.
You may raise your heads now, prisoners.
Look,
That's King Blatto sitting on an empty ink bottle.
What a funny king. Isn't he, Cinnamon Bear?
Wait till I get my head twisted around so I can see. What a sight!
Order, order!
Who are these things, Captain?
We're not things, we're people.
And very good people, I might add.
When we wish you to add, we'll tell you about it. Quiet. Proceed, Captain.
Your Majesty, we've found them standing right on the boundary line of the Dominion of the Inkaboos, Incorporated. And what's more, they have their shoes on.
Oh! This is an offense, isn't it? By the way, what offense is it?
A violation of Ordinance Number 23, Skidoo, which prohibits foreigners from standing on an Inkaboo boundary line with shoes on.
Oh, yes, so it does.
Well, how did we know it was against the law?
Yeah, we didn't see any boundary line. Where is it?
That's what I'd like to know. Where is it?
It's a secret.
Well, you can't very well arrest us for standing on something that we don't know where it is.
Ignorance of the law is 9/10 of something. And besides, you should have taken your shoes off. Then we wouldn't have bothered you.
Then that lets me out. I don't wear any shoes, so I couldn't very well take them off.
What? Then you're doubly guilty because you didn't have any shoes to take off.
But that's not fair. That law doesn't say anything like that.
Oh, my, so it doesn't. Well, we'll fix that. Where's my royal secretary?
Here, Your Majesty.
Take an amendment. Quote, people who don't have shoes to take off when they stand on an Inkaboo boundary line are guilty of double treason and arsenic. I, King Blotto III, so will it. Unquote.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes.
What do you intend to do with this now?
Well, I don't quite know. Something too terrible, I fancy. That is, unless you want to try and win your freedom.
Well, how can we do that?
I'll tell you. Ever since the Inkaboos were created, I have been king because of a mysterious magical inscription I bear on my chest. See it?
Yes, I noticed it before. It's some kind of writing.
Indeed. Pretty, isn't it? And I'm the only Inkaboo that has such an inscription.
Oh, what's it say?
That, strangers, is exactly what we've never been able to find out. Wise men from all over the realm have tried for years to decipher it, but in vain. We know it's most important. So if you prisoners can tell us what it says, we'll allow you to leave unharmed.
I know what it is, Judy and Jimmy. It's writing that's been blotted on him from a piece of paper. It's just gone backward, that's all. If I had a looking glass, I could read it off like nothing.
I have a little looking glass in them there, right here in my sweater pocket.
Swell. Give it to him so we can get saved.
Here it is.
Well, strangers, will you attempt to save your lives?
Your Majesty, it has been revealed to me that I may make known to you and your subjects the inscriptions on your Majesty's person. Have I your permission to perform a bit of magic?
You have.
Very well. I approach your Majesty. I hold this magic eye to your chest. Now, looking glass, shining bright. Read us what's within your sight. Hocus pocus, ishkabibble. Oh, this is good. Come here and look, Judy and Jimmy.
How dare you laugh at my chest?
I can't help it. Do you want to know what your mysterious inscription says?
Certainly. Read on.
Okay, you asked for it. Here goes. 1 pound hamburger, 1/2 pound of Limburger cheese, 5 cents worth of onions.
He must have been blotted on somebody's shopping list.
I regret to inform your Majesty that your magical inscription is just the makings of a Dutch lunch.
Oh! Enough! Enough! Your insults and laughter at our royal expense shall cost you dearly.
What do you mean?
Captain, summon the royal guard. Summon the royal executioner.
Executioner?
Conduct these insulters outside the gates.
Yes, Your Majesty.
And have them thrown into the immense inkwell.
That sounds bad for our friends, doesn't it? King Blotto III really means business, I'm afraid. It's hard to wait until next time to find out what's going to happen to Judy and Jimmy and the Cinnamon Bear when the Royal Guard and the Royal Executioner take them to the immense inkwell.